Normally, I asked you to turn to a passage of Scripture in your Bible. And this morning, today, I'm going to ask you to indulge me in something a little bit different. I'm not going to look at one passage of Scripture. Normally, I have you turn to a passage. We look at it. We go through verse by verse. I explain it. I explain the grammar. I explain what it means. I explain how it applies to our life and all of that. Today, if you would indulge me, I'm not going to look at that one passage of Scripture. But rather, I want to paint with some broad strokes and look more at the bigger picture of God's redemptive history. And so I'm going to allude to a lot of biblical concepts and theological concepts, but I'm not going to center it on one text of Scripture. Next week, we'll come back and we'll start to root this series in some passages of Scripture. But for today, to start this new series, I want to paint with some broad strokes and look at God's redemptive history. So as we begin, let me pray for us one more time. Father, again, we're thankful that you've gathered us together here this morning, and we're thankful that you're here in our midst, and that you long to meet with us as much as we long to meet with you. Lord, I ask now that you would speak to us, through this idea of your mission, of the Missio Dei. And as always, we take authority over the atmosphere in this room, and we bind any spirit that would cause doubt in the name of Jesus. We bind any spirit that would cause a distraction in the name of Jesus. And I bind a spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. Only the Holy Spirit may speak and move and have his way in this place. And Holy Spirit, we do long for you to move and to have your way. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning I want to start a new sermon series called On Mission with God, looking at this idea of Missio Dei, which I'm going to explain in a minute. I want us to understand what is the mission of God and what does it look like, making sure that we, as the people of God, are joining God in that mission, and then in the process, discover what the primary purpose of the church is. This is an important question for our day, don't you think? Understanding what the purpose of the church is. I want to start with a quick explanation of what the mission of God is, or Missio Dei, as it's called. Missio Dei is a Latin term. It's what theologians and scholars refer to as this mission of God. Really, it's just a term for the redemptive history of what God has done with his people. Since the moment Adam and Eve fell in the garden all those years ago, God has been on a mission, or the Missio Dei, to set people back right with himself. Right? The mission has been to restore the relationship between mankind and God himself. The sin of Adam and Eve had separated them from God, and that sin of Adam and Eve still affects the world that we live in today and still has an effective force to try to separate us from God. Now, in the Old Testament era, God's mission was primarily seen through the work of the temple and the priests. So in the Old Testament era, people would have to come to the temple and the priest would perform a sacrifice. And in that practice of the temple and the sacrifice, God would atone for people's sins. But there was a problem, of course. The system, that mission of God in that era was not complete. The priests who would perform these sacrifices had sin in their own life. They were, in fact, sinners themselves. And so they couldn't offer a complete and total sacrifice. And then those sacrifices were simply the blood of animals, and so they would only go so far. And then those sacrifices would only take away the sins of the people for the moment, until they, well, sinned again. And so God's mission, his mission to set humanity back into a right relationship with himself, needed to advance. It needed to go to a different place. Part of what the word mission means is to go, or to be sent. And so God the Father sent his son Jesus on a mission to earth to be sent to finish the work of Missio Dei. Jesus comes to earth. He lives a sinless life, and he dies on a cross to be the final sacrifice needed to make right the sins of mankind before a holy God. So then, after his death and resurrection, Jesus does something amazing. He hands off. Well, just wait for 1 minute for. Poor little Jaden, having a rough day. So after Jesus dies on a cross and he completes the Missio Dei, he completes the mission of God, Jesus does this incredible thing. He now hands off the Missio Dei to the church. Jesus hands off the mission of God to the church. He comes and he dies on the cross to complete the work of God, restoring mankind to God himself. And Jesus says, it is finished from the cross. The Missio Dei is finished, but I now give this mission to you, the church, to take to the ends of the earth. To take to every nation. You see, in the past, the mission of God had largely been centered on the people of Israel, the Hebrews. But when Jesus hands the baton and he hands off this Missio Dei to the people of God, he says, there's something else that's going to be different. Now you're going to take it to every nation, and it's going to be for all people. God has relentlessly been on mission to restore his people to himself. He is pursuing this through the Missio Dei, the mission of God, but that mission has now been handed to us, the church. Now, don't misunderstand, the mission is complete in the person and work of Jesus. But Jesus has given to the church this task, this mission, and he's given us the Holy Spirit to empower us to accomplish this. It is not a mission that we will complete on our own, but we will be empowered along the way through the Holy Spirit to take this mission of God to humanity. Now, there are two key points here that we must remember as we look at the mission of God. First, the Missio Dei is first and foremost God's mission. That's what Missio Dei means, the mission of God. It is God's mission. And then second, the church has no mission of its own. Rather, the primary emphasis for the church is what God did through Jesus for the redemption of the world. Let me summarize it again with some different thoughts. The Missio Dei, or the mission of God, is to restore mankind back to himself, now through the work of Jesus. The mission of the church, then, is to make Jesus known. So to be on mission with God, which is what we're asking in this series, means to make Jesus known. And to be on mission with God means to go or to be sent across the street and around the world, local and translocal, because the mission of God is now to all people in all nations. We must not lose sight of this second part. Remember, I said part of what the word mission means is to go or to be sent. We must go and make Jesus known. As we look at the teachings of Jesus throughout the Gospels, he says again and again and again, go. Go, make disciples. Go, make the Missio Dei known. Go evangelize. Go make disciples. Go baptize in my name. He's constantly telling his disciples and all that would follow, take the mission that I have come on and go to all the nations. Never anywhere does he say, go entertain them. Ouch. So the primary purpose of the church is to go make Jesus known, to take the Missio Dei and go to the ends of the earth. This is what the primary purpose of the church is. This is what the church is to be known for. Now, the church could be known for a lot of other things, some good and some bad. But making Jesus known must be the first thing that the church is about. Amen? Now, the same holds true for me as an individual. If the primary purpose of the church is to make Jesus known, then by implication, it is also true of the individual believer. My life is to be on mission with God. making Jesus known every way possible through my own life. Now, it will look different for each person, but our lives must be overrun with the Missio Dei. Now, of course, there is a problem, isn't there? Just like back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve fell into sin because there was a snake in that garden, wasn't there? There was a serpent, the devil. And he came and he tempted Adam and Eve to fall into sin. Well, that devil still roams around. Jesus says that he is the ruler of this earth. The devil, that is. And so the enemy will do everything he can to stop the mission of the church. Now again, let's be clear. The Missio Dei cannot be stopped because it is complete in the work of Christ. It's finished. The Missio Dei is done. But the mission of the church is the primary target of the devil. He works overtime to stop the church from being effective on completing the mission of God. He must stop the church from making the Missio Dei known, or he loses his hold over it. I will cover that whole concept in another message in this series in a few weeks. But Jesus also tells us and tells his disciples that this mission will come with risks and adventures. He tells us that we will be imprisoned and even killed as we go. He wasn't sending us to the store to get milk. It's warfare. Christians are increasingly being persecuted in our day. Now, I want to ask some questions. I want to ask some questions of us, of the church in general, the church, the universal church. Are we on mission with God? Is the primary church of our church or any other church to make Christ known? Statistics continue to show that less than 10% of American churches are growing through new believers. Less than 10%. And yet the number of people who claim no faith affiliation is growing as the most rapid segment of the population. So just based on statistics, it looks like maybe we're not very effective at making Jesus known. 2 weeks ago, I was still in Mozambique, and we visited several areas of the country. What I discovered there was that the church was growing very fast. Get this. I went to one city, the city of Nampula. And they gave a report. All the pastors from that area and then the lead pastor from that area, they sat with me and Sam, and they gave us this report. They said that they used to have 3 churches in that whole area. And they now have 18 in a year and a half. These churches all have approximately 30 members, with one church having 200 members. And this whole area around Nampula is an area where the predominant faith is Islam. They went from 3 churches to 18 churches in a year and a half in an area that's Islamic. I was humbled. In another city we went, and the area pastors came to us and they said, this area used to have 4 churches and it now has 8 churches. This was the area hardest hit by the cyclones. And in the last year and a half, they've doubled the number of churches. Still another city couldn't come be with us, but they sent their report and they said they used to have 4 churches and they now have 12. As I looked at this and I wondered, how are they growing so fast? How is the gospel so effective there? God showed me a few things. And these things that he showed me come with a bit of a sting. First, these churches and their leaders all really get the mission of God. They understand that they are sent to make the Missio Dei known. They have a single-minded focus on this. As I sat there and I looked at their work and I listened to their reports, I had to admit that I don't have that same single-minded focus that they do. I am constantly distracted by the culture that we live in. These folks, these leaders, these pastors, they invest their time and their money on being on mission with God in a way that I just haven't seen much before. The one thing that they kept thanking me for over and over while I was there was some evangelism training that I had helped organize for them about a year and a half ago, and I had completely forgotten about. But boy, was it effective. Now, the second thing that the Lord was showing me as I sat there and I wondered, how is it that these folks are so effective? He showed me that these churches and these leaders and these pastors didn't have to cater to the felt needs approach to doing church. You see, our society and our life and our culture here are so easy and so affluent that we carry those expectations over into what we expect from church. I'll be perfectly honest with you. The expectation for church in America today is that our church should look like and function like a Mariano's grocery store. Where's my glass of wine? The last several weeks, I've been getting emails from some company that is offering to up our coffee game. If we pay them X number of dollars per month, they will come in and they will up our coffee game. Missio Dei, coffee game. Huh. I kid you not, I have a friend who is a pastor about an hour from here in Chicagoland. He told me recently that he had a family leave his church because they moved where the bagels were. It's not that they eliminated the bagels, they just put them on the other side of the room. But that was inconvenient for this family, and so they left. You see, this kind of felt needs approach to church ends up leading to this situation where the bulk of the church's resources and time go to making the people happy. But then there's no time and money left for being on mission with God. Because the church in Mozambique is free from this approach, they can better pursue the mission of God and making Jesus known. You see, all of these churches that we visit, there's no coffee. Many of them don't have a building. They're meeting under a mango tree or a tent. There's no programs. They simply preach and demonstrate the gospel and make Jesus known. Now, it seems to me that perhaps the church in our culture has been distracted from the mission of God. And I'm even beginning to wonder if this desire to have this kind of felt needs approach to church is the enemy's tactic to actually keep the church from being on mission with God. Because no one ever came to faith because a church had a good coffee game. As I have sat with this question for this last week, I have felt the grieving heart of the Lord. At one point, I was reminded of the very early days of the vineyard, when huge numbers of people were coming to know Jesus as Savior, and they didn't even have children's ministry. They simply gathered around the presence of God in the gymnasium, and then they went and they made Jesus known. It's reported something like 5,000 people got saved that first year the vineyard existed. And they didn't even have children's ministry. So, what would it look like for the church and our church to begin to understand better what the mission of God is and how that looks like? There's this growing urgency in me to see the church and our church have making Jesus known more central. We'll be doing things here in our own church, like launching Alpha soon. But from a broader perspective, I wonder if we need to start asking some different questions about our life and about church, and about expectations. What are our expectations for church? Are our eyes focused on the Missio Dei? Do we have a firm understanding that the primary purpose of the church, and quite honestly, my own life, is to make Jesus known? Maybe we should start to ask some questions and about our expectations. I began to think about all of the kinds of things that people place as demands on the church. And they ask these kinds of questions, and they're good questions. Every one of us in the room has probably asked one of these questions at some point. And again, they're all fine questions, but maybe we need to shift a little bit. We tend to ask questions like, will my kids have a good time? Will I be able to worship? Will the worship team do a good job? Will the sermon speak to me? Will my need for community be met? Will I have a friend? And again, those questions are fine, but how often do we ask ourselves, will I be on mission with God today? Will I advance the kingdom today? Will I and our church be on mission with God today? How will I make Jesus known today? Here's the thing. This is one of those kingdom principles, the economic system of the kingdom of God. If we put our needs first, we will discover that we have other needs. If I look to the church to meet my needs, I will soon realize I have more needs. Our human nature will never be satisfied. But if we focus on being on mission with God, He will meet our needs in the going. If we put our focus on the mission of God, those needs will begin to take care of themselves. God has a strange way of doing that. For example, my next best friend might be the person I witness to at the grocery store tomorrow. I mean, I have a personal story with that, how I met and became great friends with this guy Tango because I simply witnessed to him over at the Joseph's grocery store. Here is a very real danger in the kingdom of God perspective. If our focus is always meeting needs, then by default, the church's primary purpose is about self. And if I believe, and this, I believe, is what is hindering the church from being effective in making Jesus known. And I can say that pretty confidently because you can just go ask somebody out on the street and they'll tell you that. That the churches look pretty self-focused. Remember, the church only has one purpose, and that's to be on mission with God. And God's mission is to restore humanity back to Himself. Now, let's transition and begin to think about some steps that we as individuals and we as a church can take to ensure that we're on mission with God. I have three thoughts. But quite honestly, the first one is by far the most important and the most intangible. Number one, we must have a deep understanding and love for the Missio Dei. Let the mercy of God for His people overwhelm you. I had moments writing this message. As I was trying to figure out some way to craft this idea of Missio Dei and how do we as a people of God be on mission with God, I would sit at my desk and I would literally just begin to weep and think about the people that don't know Jesus and the fact that I haven't had the time or resources to go. The Missio Dei must capture us to the point where it moves us to action. We're not acting out of our own strength, but we're acting out of a heart that has been broken by God for God's people. To understand that every one of us has been affected by and been put into the place that we are now because of the Missio Dei. Because God was relentlessly pursuing us and has restored us back to being right with Him, that has to break our hearts for the people that aren't there yet, that don't know Jesus, don't know His incredible love and His way to set people free from bondages. We must let the Lord capture our heart for the Missio Dei. Number two, we must be on mission with God in our own life. We simply cannot segment that out to the 1 hour a week where we go to church. All right, 2 hours. We simply cannot let how our life interacts with the kingdom of God be relegated to a couple of hours a week. And now when I say that we must let our life be on mission with God, I don't mean traveling around the world to some unknown place. It can be that. But I mean making Jesus known through our everyday life in everything that we do. Being very intentional about this. Dave's not here today, so I'm gonna brag on him. Dave went fishing today. But Dave has adopted a nursing home. Is it in McHenry? He's adopted a nursing home in McHenry. And he's been going there twice a week, sometimes three times a week, to pray with the residents and to share the gospel. Turns out when you're nearing the end of your life and you're living in a nursing home, you're pretty receptive to that. And so 2 to 3 times a week, he's been going into this nursing home and praying for people and sharing Jesus. And he's only found one person that's been hostile to him. Man, that's... And Dave's a working guy. He's a painter. He's a union painter. He goes and he paints all day and he comes home at night and he goes to the nursing home and he prays for people. I think of Robin over here. There was like a 1 or 2 week period a while ago, she shared her faith with 5 different people. She kept sending me these emails, oh, I shared my faith with this person, oh, I shared my faith with this person. One of them was she went to her son's preschool, and she talked to the teacher at the preschool. So it's just living on mission with God in everything that we do. Being intentional about it. Asking myself a question like, can I be on mission with God when I go to the grocery store? Or go to work, or go to school, or whatever it might be. Let the Holy Spirit guide you in this. I want to recommend a resource that might be helpful to you on this. It's called God's Relentless Pursuit, Discovering His Heart for Humanity. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about letting the Missio Dei, the heart of God for humanity, change and affect us. The book is called God's Relentless Pursuit, Discovering His Heart for Humanity, written by Phil Strout, who's the national leader of the Vineyard. And then finally, number three, begin to think differently about church. One of our presidents years ago so famously said, don't ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And I wonder if that's a theologically sound statement to make about the church. Don't ask what the church can do for you, but ask what you can do for the Missio Dei. Ask, how can I be on mission with God through my church? How will my participation at church make Jesus known? Allow Jesus to meet your needs in the going. I know this might be a paradigm shift for some people, but I believe that this approach is more in line with what we see in Scripture, although it will be more uncomfortable for us. And this approach to being on mission with God, even through church, is more in line with what the church is doing in other parts of the world where there's effective growth. Let me end with reading a note to you from one of our pastors in Mozambique. While we were there, they had asked us to go visit one particular church, and we just ran out of time. We couldn't go. So we offered them, we gave them a little bit of money, and they went to visit this church on our behalf once we left. And so he sent me this short little report on the meeting with that church. And I didn't try to clean up his English, so it'll read rough. He says, "Good morning, Pastor. This is the report of where we went visiting other churches at Manapo. I know I forwarded you some pictures. From Nampula to there is 225 miles, that to say 450 miles come and go." He traveled 450 miles to go visit this church. "We used motorbike for 60 miles from the main road to reach that place." So they would have gotten to the point where the main road ended, and then they used a motorcycle to get out to the church. "It was not easy to arrive because we got a motor punch that makes for us to push it for 20 miles. So it sounds like the motorcycle broke down and they pushed it for 20 miles. "We supposed to arrive at 7, but through the problems we arrived at 11. We have seen the necessity of work of God at that place. And another thing I want to tell you is that, but I am not claiming about someone, they recommended us to arrive there every month to re-energize the faith. But the conditions of we refugees don't permit. The ways of transport. Really, what they tell us are right." English is so bad. "Really, we tell our right to tell us that we ought to do that because they are people who came out of Islam and are rejected by their own family for Jesus Christ. That is why it's very important to visit most of the time in showing them generosity in Christ as one family. In the area of Muslim, we are needed to be more supported and working hard. I beg for you to pray for Nampula churches. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name." I read that and I was inspired by their faith, their dedication, their relentless pursuit to make Jesus known through very, very difficult obstacles. I want to do that here in our community. There are people right here in McHenry County that don't know Jesus. And quite honestly, it might be hard to reach them. But they need to hear about Jesus too. So would you be willing to enter into a journey with me to begin to be on mission with God? To make Jesus known? To make that the primary purpose of this church? And to make that, gulp, the primary purpose of your life. Now, there are a lot of other factors that play into this. And we'll begin to look at those in coming weeks. Of what else it means to be on mission with God. But for today, we'll end and head into communion. As I mentioned in the message, ever since the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, God has been on a mission to restore his people back to himself. The Missio Dei. And he completed that work through Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. This communion, this table, these elements now become the perfect representation of the Missio Dei. This is Missio Dei in tangible form. Jesus allowed his body to be broken, to be sacrificed. One who had lived a sinless life in our place to take away our sins. And then he gave this mission of God to the church to continue to do it. So we eat of this meal to remind ourselves of the mission of God, of the Missio Dei, to be reminded that our sins can be forgiven through Christ. This is a sacrament of the church. But it can't end here. We can't come to church Sunday after Sunday and take communion and then go home. Because Jesus handed the mission of God off to us. It's a marathon race, and the baton is in our hand. There's a whole lot of people in that community that need the benefit that comes from this. To be set free from their sins. To be set free from their addictions and their bondages and their anxieties and their fears and their... This is all here in the mission of God. And so on that night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." The Missio Dei on display. Whenever you do this in remembrance of me. And again, after the supper, he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for you." The Missio Dei, visible. Whenever you drink of this, do so in remembrance of me. Anyone who believes that Jesus Christ died on the cross to set us free from our sins. Anyone who believes that Jesus Christ died on the cross to make us right with the Father again. To be free from the junk of the earth is welcome to come and participate in this table. The way we do communion here is you'll take a piece of the bread, you'll dip it into the juice, and you'll receive them together. There is a station here, and there's a station in the back under the discipleship banner. The worship team is going to begin to lead us in a song, and just spend a minute and prepare your heart, and as you're ready, just come on up and take communion at either station.